Sterling Kale acted with bravery and courage during the attack on Pearl Harbor. Why, then, was he going to be court-martialed? He couldn't believe what he was hearing. The story, What Happened Next, is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCray covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCray at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
It was the morning of December 7th, 1941. Sterling Kale, a hospital corpsman, had just finished his shift when the Japanese attack began. He took an axe and broke down the door to the armory so men could get weapons. He then took a boat to Pearl Harbor to rescue those in the water. After more than 24 hours on duty, he requested to leave.
He said, "Oh, you can't go home. You're going to be court-martialed for breaking in the armory." I said, "What you mean? Aren't we being attacked?" He said, "Yeah, but this is peacetime."
Kale couldn't believe what he was hearing. He was going to be court-martialed for handing out weapons because at the time he did it, the U.S. was still technically at peace with Japan.
Well, fortunately, President Roosevelt declared war the next day, so they called me back in and gave me an award for breaking into the armory and a carton of cigarettes.
He remembers the nights immediately following the attack when a blackout was ordered.
Nobody could show any lights anywhere. If they saw any lights, the MPs would haul everybody out of the house and put you in jail. So the Arizona burned for 2.5 days. There was no light on the island whatsoever but the burning of the Arizona.
By Friday, Kale led 10 men aboard the Arizona to recover bodies. He was moved with compassion at what he saw.
The Arizona burned for 2.5 days. A lot of the men burned right down to the deck. So I said, "What am I going to do? I can't stop it." I just sort of sank down, shed a few tears.
Kale went on to serve in Korea and Vietnam and was a volunteer at the USS Arizona Memorial for many years. Traveling the Countryside in Honolulu, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCray.